This is Forced Migration Review, Issue 60, March 2019. Connected Learning, A Refugee Assessment by Moise Dushime, Eugenie Manirafasha, and Kalenga Mbonyenshuti. Connected Learning offers the opportunity to expand access to higher education for refugees, benefiting both individuals and communities. Since 2013, non-governmental organization Kepler and Southern New Hampshire University, SNHU, have been providing a U.S.-accredited undergraduate degree program for refugees and Rwandan nationals. The first campus was opened in Kigali in 2013, followed in 2015 by a second campus in Kiziba Refugee Camp in western Rwanda. Students follow a blended model that combines online learning from SNHU curricula with face-to-face instruction and academic support provided by Kepler. For refugee students like us, who are SNHU graduates of the Kepler Kiziba program, going to university is not just a pathway to hope and dignity. It can also have a positive impact for our communities. When someone gets a job, they support their families and others to be self-reliant. With current advances in technology, there is a great opportunity for humanitarian agencies to help expand access for refugees. Based on the Kepler SNHU program in Rwanda, we offer the following recommendations. Make higher education more inclusive. Programs should demonstrate strong commitment to ensuring access for women and other vulnerable people from both refugee and host communities. For example, at the Kiziba campus, a women's leadership program offering preparatory classes supports female applicants to improve their skills and encourages them to apply to the degree program. Interventions like this and an equity-based approach to admissions have achieved a 50-50 student gender balance on both campuses. Connected learning programs have the opportunity to be more inclusive than more traditional scholarship programs. For example, only 31% of UNHCR DAFI scholarship recipients in Rwanda in 2017 were female. End note 1. Offer accredited degrees. Students who complete the Kepler SNHU program earn a fully U.S.-accredited undergraduate degree. The U.S. accreditation ensures the degree will be recognized in many countries and enable students to continue with further education. If programs do not result in a degree, it is difficult for them to compete in both local and global job markets. Consider employment outcomes. The program focuses on skills for job readiness, in particular on the development of skills and using popular software and online professional tools. In the Kiziba program, students are required to complete internships, either with companies in Rwanda or for international companies via remote working, in order to gain professional skills and experience. They thereby also gain specific professional competencies relating to communication, leadership, and teamwork. A careers development team at Kepler builds relationships with local employers and helps students to find and apply for vacancies. As a result, 90% of students find full-time employment within 6 months of graduation. Of course, refugee employment is more feasible in countries like Rwanda, where refugees have freedom of movement and the right to work in the formal sector, than in others. However, programs in host countries where refugees do not have these rights should enable students to develop skills for self-employment, including online or remote-based employment, or that will enable them to find work in their countries of origin. By Moise Dushime at dumoise07@gmail.com and Eugenie Manirafasha at eugeniesnhu1995@gmail.com and Kalenga Mbonyenshuti at mbonyinshutijeremie@gmail.com. graduates from Southern New Hampshire University through Kepler Kazeba Program at www.kepler.org/Kepler-Kazeba, Kepler-Kiziba, and gem.snhu.edu.